while I'm sort of trying to find my place. I was thinking about turtles, you know, we're talking about those turtles. Do you all have anything that you call cooters?
Yeah, a lot of people call them cooters. I don't know whether there's any difference in them or not.
You mean those with the yellow bellies like
yeah.
the one I saw?
Now, a cooter, that's a little old black thing in the water. Now, the turtles probably grow larger than what they call the cooter. They're a little old black,
mm-hmm.
black thing. I had some hens. I'll take up some more of your time.
Oh, fine. I got all the time in the world.
Well, we lived over yonder, and there was a branch right near the house, and I had a lot of biddies raised them then, and they run out from the branch and everywhere. And I was cooking dinner one day. The children were at school and Wallace was gone too. And I heard one of my hens just squalling in the branch. Well, I thought a possum or a coon or something had called it. But she kept squalling and I turned off the stove and run down there to see what it was. And she was over in an old muddy marshy place and her foot was gone. Well, I slipped off my shoes and went in there. It was in the summer and bogged in there where she's at and got her leg to pull her up, thought her foot maybe was hung on her loose or something. And it was so tight I couldn't get it loose. I began to kind of scratch the mud off her, from around her foot, and it was a big old turtle, had her foot in his mouth.
My gosh.
And when I began to rake the mud off enough that I could see what it was, you reckon that's going on that
time? Oh, that's okay. That's
why, that kind of frightened me, but when I touched his back, he turned her loose. And I just reached back and got me a limb, and I raked the mud off of him.
Uh-huh.
And you know, if you ever see one or meet a gopher or anything, they put their head back in the shell.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I just picked him up and brought him to the house and put him in a barrel and Wallace killed him.
My gosh.
But he'd kill that hen if I hadn't
oh, yeah,
down her and bit her leg off.
Uh-huh. Well, did her foot get all right?
Yeah, he hadn't bruised it to mount or anything. Because he...
My gosh, didn't that scare you when you
well,
look at
that? Well, and I said, when I stooped down and picked that thing up like that, his feet come out and he began to flatten. I said, he throwed mud all over me. I got rid of him.
Uh-huh.
But if you'd never seen a guinea before, I imagine that you did enjoy looking at that guinea.
I did.
That
I stopped, pretty, you know. I stopped and looked at it. Yeah, they are pretty.
They just have one over there.
It looks like... the feathers look like enamel or something. You
yeah,
know that?
Well, they're mingly of gray and white, and they're real pretty. Mm-hmm. Oh, except the head. That head is too little.
Do the males and the females look different? Or
yeah, the male has a top knot, a red top knot up here. It's not feathers, it's red flesh
mm-hmm.
that stands up there.
Mm-hmm.
And a little difference in the color, in the marking, the lip there. The dress they wear, the feathers,
uh-huh.
there's a little color. They're darker, the male is darker mm-hmm. than the
I wonder why you don't see more of them around, you know.
Well, I don't know, people just quit raising them. You used to see a lot of guineas, but people just don't mess. Well, I tell you, out on the farms, you don't see many chickens anymore, except the chicken houses.